Broadcasting Company presents...
Latitude Zero!
Latitude Zero. Adventure fans, attention. Tonight begins the first episode of the most exciting and fabulous adventure story you've ever heard. Latitude Zero, especially written for radio by Ted Sherdeman. A story of five men against a world, heroic men with ideals and the courage and strength to fight for them. Latitude Zero.
Close your eyes. Try to feel the cruel cut of the merciless wind that drives relentlessly out of the ice fields, off the glaciers of the Arctic Circle. Sense, if you can, the hopeless grayness, the desolate wastes of the Bering Sea, heaving, grumbling, pounding in the cold light as the frigid blast from the pole turns the spray of white caps into sharp, frozen pellets that glisten like broken glass and cut as deep. Out into this frigidness juts the brave but barren arm of the Alaskan Peninsula, until after struggling nearly 15 degrees of longitude, it weakly falls apart into small fragments, the Aleutian Islands. Look north of the peninsula. Do you see it? That small dot of black on the ugly sea is a boat, heaving and tossing on the mountainous waves. It is sometimes thrown nearly out of the hateful water, and its propeller churns helplessly in the winter air. Look. It's a little closer now. We can see that it's fighting eastward, creeping cautiously along the northern coast toward Bercherov on the peninsula. Inside that ice-covered cabin house, you can see three men. Gripping the wheel, his cold gray eyes alertly watching compass and course, is Brock Spencer. The other two warm their numb fingers over the feeble red glow of a tin kerosene stove. On its rusted, once shiny black front is painted the name of the boat, the Hope. The small, boyish-looking man is Tibbs Kennard. The other, gaunt and pale, is Bert Collins. He leans over the helmsman's shoulder and looks at the compass.
Northeast, Brock?
East, northeast, three quarters east. Deviation's so great, we'd do as well without a compass.
A great trip in my grandmother's glass eye. Great idea you had, Brock, turning us guys into fishermen.
All right, Tibbs, let up on it.
Let up on nothing. How I got talked into salting all my dough into this tub, I'll never know. I know this much. When and if we get to Bicharov, that's the end of Tibbs Kennard's career as a fisherman.
And what are you going to do?
The same thing I've been doing all my life. There's plenty of wars going on and plenty of general staffs needing pilots. Hey, I did all right in Spain, didn't I? Yeah, in China, too. Well, I'll do all right again.
All right, that's enough. I don't want to hear any more about it.
Want me to spell you at the wheel a while, Brock?
No, thanks, Bert.
I'm sorry, Brock.
Forget it.
I ain't used to going without things for so long a stretch. Well, not that I mind, understand, but... I don't see nothing much to look forward to being a fisherman. I just ain't the type.
You ain't the type. Don't make me laugh. Listen, baby face, you know how I made my living?
Okay. Don't give us that vaudeville routine anymore. Yeah. I'm sick of that act of yours. You didn't quit your business. It quit you.
If you weren't such a little run, I'd push you around a couple of times. You wouldn't be talking so big or so much.
Bert? Think you can handle this wheel for a while?
I asked you if you wanted me to spell you.
Well, neither of you learned enough to steer a course, but I gotta have a look at that motor anyway. Being kicked around like this ain't helping the old tub any. Here, grab on.
Hey, she pulls, don't she?
Now, don't let her wallow or we might go over. If I headed straight into those waves, every break you get, keep on a course of 76 degrees.
Just watch the degrees,
that's
huh?
Right. I'll be back as soon as I look at that motor.
Now, want me to help, Brock?
I can do it alone, Tibbs.
Keep an eye on him, Babyface. He might get washed overboard.
He's doing all right. Yeah, he's got hold of the starboard rail. Uh-oh, brother, here comes a big one.
Oh, boy. Hey, Brock, where's Brock?
Hey, keep your hands on that wheel. Here comes another one. Oh. Well, Brock's all right. He was knocked flat by the first one, but managed to hang on. Yeah, he's okay. I saw his head disappear down the hatch.
Brother, if I never see an ocean again, it'll be too soon.
Hey, why do you suppose Brock wanted to come clear up here?
What's a fisherman in Alaska?
No, no, I mean on the peninsula. We've been floundering around the Aleutians for 6 weeks, and we haven't caught enough fish to pay for the fuel this wood burner uses. Of all waters, why these?
I don't know, Tibbs, but lay off Brock, will you? He feels bad enough about our rotten luck as it is, and your grousing all the time won't help anything. He ain't even composed a poem for over a week. That's how bad he feels.
Oh, I get fed up, that's all. Ribbing along like this, what kind of a life is it? Just fighting the sea day in and day out with all the cards against
you. Hang on, here comes another big one.
Now, you see? See what I mean? Flying a plane, you got a chance. You got as good a chance as the other guy. Either you knock him down or he gets you, and the best flyer wins. But those waves, how can you fight things like this?
Men have been doing it for centuries and doing all right.
Well, it's not for me. I'm leaving this crate when we get to Betcheril.
Then what?
I'll work a freighter to China and get me a job flying. I know a jackpot full of generals there. I can get a job. $50 a day in bonuses.
You know why I went for the idea of coming to Alaska? I'll tell you. I got a hunch there's a lot of gold up here that hadn't been found yet, and I figured on using my spare time looking for a little of it.
What spare time?
Yeah, that's my problem. There ain't any.
Yeah. Well, the wind's changing some.
Hey, Babyface.
Yeah?
Look on the chart. What's that island off to the right there?
Let's see. That must be Cadobin. No other island shown here since Isinotsky Strait.
You're soaked going to that engine room.
How is it down there, Brock?
Shambles. How that motor keeps going, I don't know. Son of the bilge pump going. Maybe she'll keep the water from getting any higher. I don't know.
Hey, I thought you were a goner there for a minute when that first wave hit you after you left the cabin.
A small loss if I had been. I'll take the wheel again for it, thanks.
The wind's changing some. Sea seems to be settling down a little.
Yeah, I hope so. We'll make port by dawn tomorrow with a break from the weather.
Hey, is that Cadobin Island on the right? It's the only one I can find on the chart.
Then it must be Cadobin.
Where are the glasses? Seems to me I see something on the beach.
In the locker here. No, the left one.
Yeah, here they are. I want to peep at that beach.
Ah, you can't see through the window in here.
I know it. I'm going outside.
Keep a lookout for waves. Mind you're getting washed overboard, but I hate to lose those binoculars.
What am I laughing at?
You see anything on the island?
Oh, looks like an old hulk. Vessel of some kind. Probably a wreck washed up on shore.
Probably a dirty iceberg that's been pounded around on the beach.
Brock.
Yeah?
I hope you won't mind my pulling out when we get to port.
It's your life, Tibbs. You can take it wherever you want it.
I don't care about my share in the boat, huh? Nuts to that. I just hope you'll understand, that's all. Understand and, well, not have any hard feelings.
You'll get your share of the catch and the boat. There won't be enough from the fish to buy you a new pair of shoes. Anyway, I'm fed up with this racket, too, so everybody's happy.
You're going to sell the hoop?
What else?
Oh, Brock, that's swell. Hey, why don't you come to China with me then, huh? I can get us both jobs flying.
I don't fly.
Yeah, but they need mechanics, Brock. There's nobody that knows as much about motors as you do. And there's plenty of work for a top grease monkey. Come on, what do you say?
How about Bert?
Oh, he'll come along, especially if you do.
Well, think about it. We have to sell this tub for us to get dough enough to get out of Alaska.
Hey, Brock! Babyface, take the wheel. Come on out here and have a look at what's on the beach of that island.
What is it?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Well, what is it, Bert?
It's a submarine.
What?
Come out here and look at it. It's a sub, I tell you.
He's lost his mind. A submarine in these waters. Here, Tibbs. Grab on and hold the course.
You'll lose your mind when you see it too, buddy. I tell you, it's a sub. Here are the glasses. You can see it better if you get up on the top of the wheelhouse roof.
Give me a hand up there.
Okay, up you go. You see it? Just east of the big rock. Well, is it a sub or not?
It is a submarine.
I told you it was.
Seems to be embedded deep in the beach. She's not being moved by the water at all.
Can you make out her nationality? I couldn't.
No, neither can I. Some sort of insignia on the conning tower. Help me down from here.
All right. What'll we do?
Go over and have a look at her.
Huh? What about it, Brock? Is it a sub?
And no kidding. Give me the wheel.
Who's this? An American?
Can't make it out. Probably Russian in these waters.
Hang on. We're making a full turn to starboard. We'll be taking water broadside from here to the island, so keep your fingers crossed and start rubbing rabbit's feet. Here we go.
We're getting tired
in
here.
We're in the lee of the island. Man, there's no sign of life around any place, Brock.
It was probably all dead.
Hey, how do you suppose she got up there? Look at her. The bow's really rammed into that beach. You'd think she was going 30 knots when she struck to get rammed like that.
How close in are you going, Brock?
This is close enough. Take a run into the engine room, Bert.
Me? What for?
Turn on the electric bilge pump. Got to breathe now. Better take advantage of it. Turn off the other pump.
Oh, okay.
Hop forward, Tibbs. Let go of the anchor when I tell you to.
Okay.
Stand ready to drop anchor.
All ready.
Let her go.
Well, what do we do now? Row in with a dinghy?
Yeah. Look at the insignia on the conning tower, that sub. What do you suppose it is?
Hey, I don't know, Brock. Never saw anything like it before.
It isn't Russian or Japanese, that's a cinch. It's not American either, not that sub.
Well, come on, let's get going.
Cast off that upper line. We got the dinghy in the water. Hey, Bert, hurry up.
Right away.
Okay, Brock.
Shove her in the water. Now where she goes.
Right. Hey, that electric pump is pretty tired, Brock.
She working?
Yeah, but not willingly. Go ahead, jump in. I'll push her off.
Okay, Bert, hop in.
There we go.
Now, head into the right of the sub. Water looks a little quieter there.
Figured out her nationality yet?
No. Never saw an insignia like hers before.
Well, she doesn't seem to be damaged.
That's what I can't understand. She'd been rammed by another vessel. The seams had opened. She'd be on the bottom. If she needed repairs, she wouldn't be in these waters. As a matter of fact, it looks like somebody deliberately beached her. Drove her into the sand full speed ahead.
Yeah. Say, I had no idea you're so big. It's a good 200 feet long, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, at least.
250, I'd say.
Okay, a couple of good pulls. We'll ride right up on the beach.
There we go.
Hard on it. Come on. All right. Grab hold, pull her up. That's it.
Now,
a little more. Good enough. Well, quite a pile of tin, huh? Look at her.
I never saw one of these babies out of the water like this before.
Look at that gadget. There in front on the bow.
Huh?
What is that, a rudder of some kind?
Front diving rudders. It's got torpedo tubes. Four of them.
Hey. Hey, and that looks like a 6-inch gun just forward of the conning tower.
Hey, that insignia is painted on her bow, too. Look, kind of a horseshoe, ain't it?
Hey, something's funny about this boat. You notice anything strange?
Yeah, her being here is strange enough.
Now, look, no rivets.
Huh?
She's not put together with separate plates. This beauty's one smooth shell. Hmm. Look, not a rivet on her any place. She couldn't crack a seam. She hasn't got any to crack. Kind of construction.
Yeah, how about that?
Listen, you hear that?
Somebody's alive in there. How do you get into this thing?
That's just it. You don't. Not without an unsettling torch. All the hatches battened down from the inside. It's tapping out an SOS. Climb up on top, Tibbs. Give him a hand up, Bert.
Right.
Maybe there's some way to pry off a hatch.
What are you going to do, Brock?
Try and talk to this guy. If he understands my code and speaks English, we'll at least find out who he is.
What'd you say? What'd you say to him?
I said you're trying to save him. Ask who he was.
What'd he say?
Combo lock gun hatch. Hey, Tibbs, you find a hatch near the 6-inch gun?
Yeah, here's a hatch.
You see a combination lock? Like on a safe?
Hey, yeah, right on the side.
What'd you say then?
Yeah, to go ahead. Be quiet. R-22. That's mean right.
Tibbs, turn to the right, stop at 22.
Okay. T-turn!
Now, left to 40. Right, 19.
Okay.
What was that?
Lever left and another SOS.
Is there a lever up there, Tibbs?
Yeah, a little one.
Pull it to the left and see what happens.
Give me a hand up, Bert.
Right.
Hey, Tib, give me a hand.
Okay. I got you.
Come on.
There you go. Come on, Bert.
I can't reach it.
I want your feet, Tibbs. Lie down. I'll be able to reach you with you leaning out for him. Come on.
Okay. Come on. Grab hold, Bert.
Gotcha, baby face. Okay, Brock, pull. Come on.
Where's the hatch now?
It's over here. When I pull that lever, she opened right up. Hey. Some awful dead air came out.
Okay. I know my way around these boats. I'll get down first and find out what the score is.
Yeah, we'll be right behind you.
Don't light any matches. Might be gas fumes. See now. Flapping came from near the bow. Uh-oh. Bulkhead here.
Lady, do you think we could chance a match? I don't smell any gas.
The hatch is open now, Brock. I think it'd be all right.
No, I don't smell any diesel fuel at all. Generally a sub reeks of it. I know. I served on one.
Well, what about a match so we can see?
Go ahead. And here's the set screw. This'll open it. Yeah, here she goes.
Hello. Lights are burning in here.
Hey, what a cannon, huh? Holy smoke.
Three guys piled up over there. Come on.
Hey, Brock. These guys are dead. Look at them. Smashed.
Well, they've been dead for some time. There's a door. Rapid must have come from further along. Come on.
It's in here.
Flip another match, baby face.
There he is. And stop cold.
Yeah.
Heart's still going off. Give me a hand, Bert.
Yeah.
Tibbs, the main hatch is in that light up cabin. Get it open so we can get this bird into the fresh air.
Okay, Brock.
Yeah, I'll grab his feet. Ooh, heavy old bird, huh?
Yeah. Easy.
Okay.
I'll get outside and you can hand him up to me. We can stretch him out on the deck up there.
Easy with him, Tibbs. He's an old man. Bad shape, too.
Is he still alive, Brock?
Heart action's awful slow. Look, you and Tibbs search this boat, see if anybody else can be saved. I'll be a crew of at least 20. In the meantime, I'll try to revive this one.
Right.
Come on, baby face.
Get him to breathe and he'll be all right. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Not necessary. Not necessary.
What?
Please. Just let me lie here a moment.
Are you the one that tapped out the signals to me?
Yes, I am. I'll talk later. Not now.
What's your nationality?
None.
None? Did you say none?
Right.
Look, buddy, where are you from? I said, where are you from? What country?
Latitude zero.
What?
Simba. Simba has your friends. Help me up quickly.
Greg! Tim!
Simba! Simba, no!
Warm coffee, friend.
Smoke. Bert. Yeah, this is great. We save your lives. This is how you repay us.
Simba, there were two men.
Where? Vincent. Villestra.
Tibbs.
Simba, bring my revival kit quickly.
Where warm coffee, friend?
Believe me, I am sorry. Simba, you see, he's my guard. We had great trouble with the three men who are now dead. He didn't realize your friends were trying to help him. Getting fresh air revived him, and he attacked them.
You can say that again, brother. Oh, how's Babyface?
He's coming around. What happened?
Well, we found a big black man in the engine room, I guess you'd call it. We were carrying him up to the hatch when he came to, and then blackout. Ooh, my neck. What happened?
Warm coffee time.
Give me the kit, Simba. I'll have your friends up and about in no time. Here, lad. Take a sniff of this. Sniff it.
What you doing to me?
That's it.
Hey, what happened?
And you. You sniff it, too.
No, thanks. I'm all right.
Now, let me see if any bones are broken. Simba, when aroused, never knows where to stop.
No.
Your friend's got a pretty big wound in the chest, it seems to me. Looks like a gunshot wound.
Fortunately, I arrived in time. So you, my friend, will survive.
Yeah, that's nice to hear.
Hey, well, wound or no wound, and that one would have killed me. He picked me up and threw me clear across this cabin.
I need more fresh air. Let us go up on deck again, if you please. Simba, these men are friendly. Do not harm them.
Well, they won't harm me again. I got a rod and I shoot pretty good with it.
Please do not pull the gun. It will avail you nothing.
Yeah, a bullet through his noggin won't avail him much either.
I assure you it would have no effect. Shall we go on deck?
Why, yes. After you.
Hey, Brock. That wound in the Negro. He should be dead.
Yeah, no, but he isn't. There's something mighty strange about this boat. Go on, get outside.
It's good to breathe again, eh, Simba?
Way more coffee time.
You don't seem to be much concerned about the rest of your crew.
They're dead.
Wait a minute. You're trying to tell me those three dead men below, the Simba and yourself, make up the entire crew of the submarine?
That's right. What's your name, lad?
Brock Spencer.
And your friends?
Bert Collins, my name.
Tibbs Pinard's mine. What's yours?
Craig McKenzie. How do you do, gentlemen? You have my gratitude for releasing Simba and myself from what possibly would have been our tomb.
Skip that. Where are you from?
I told you. Latitude zero.
Where?
That doesn't make sense. What's your home port? What country are you from?
We're of no nationality. Our home port is, as I've told you, latitude zero.
Yeah? Well, what's that insignia on the conning tower?
That? That's a Greek letter. The letter Omega. The name of this vessel.
Now, look, Mackenzie. You know and I know that submarines aren't owned by crackpots who pretend they're from no place. Now, where did you get this boat and who does it really belong to?
Mr. Spencer, I'm very tired from what, even to me, has been a harrowing experience. You must forgive me if I ask you to stop asking so many questions. At least until after I've rested. This vessel belongs to me. As a matter of fact, I built it.
Where?
In Scotland. You'll find the date of its launching engraved in a bronze plate fastened on top of the conning tower hatch. And now, my friends, I must rest for 2 hours. Simba.
Where, mon capitaine?
I am going below to rest. Do not harm my friends. Do not allow them to leave this deck
Your wound will be healed before I awake. The element live will see to that. You understand?
Je comprends, mon capitaine.
Good. I'll see you later.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean we can't leave this deck?
He's gone down the hatch.
Brock, I don't like this a bit.
The Nubian is to keep us here. Look, there are three of us, only one of him. What do you say?
Listen, Brock, I love a fight, you know that. But I had one experience with that guy. I say no.
Bon, monsieur.
Bon. Don't that mean good in French?
Believe me, Brock, I know what I'm talking about. The guy is dynamite. Look at him. He must be 6.5 feet tall.
And somehow or other, I think Mackenzie was right when he said using a pistol on that bum wouldn't mean anything. Look at the wound in him now, and he's still got enough strength to toss Tibbs and me around like we were babies.
His wound, look at him.
For crying out loud, it's closing up.
What kind of men are on this boat? I don't like this.
That wound's healing over. You can see it heal. It don't make sense.
Hey, you. Zimba, your wound is healing up.
Oui, mon capitaine, c'est bon. Oui.
I've seen everything now, everything.
Hey, come here. Didn't that Mackenzie say he built the sub himself?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Read that bronze plate in the main hatch.
The Omega. Launched July 11th, 1805. Stornoway Harbor, Hebrides. Hey, they're off the coast of Scotland.
The date, dope. He said he built it. The date reads 1805. 1805. That's 136 years ago.
Huh?
You realize that it wasn't until the late 80s that a really successful submarine was built?
Wait a minute. If Mackenzie built this, and it was built in 1805, that means Mackenzie... No, skip it.
It means he's even more than 136 years old.
Mackenzie? What? Oh, that's crazy. He's about 50.
Submarine with only 5 men as a crew. No rivets in it. A launching date of 1805. Mackenzie claims to come from latitude zero. Says he has no nationality. This black man, Simba, speaking only French. Look, guys... We bumped into something. I don't know what, but...
Monsieur! Monsieur!
Look at him. Brock, the wound is all healed. You can't even see where it was.
For crying out loud, how about that?
Hey, Simba, you can relax. We're not leaving this boat. Not until I find out what's going on. And personally, I got a hunch that after we find out, none of us will believe it. Sit down, Tibbs. Bert, we're not even thinking about leaving. No, sir. Not now.
Next week, same day, same time. Don't miss the thrilling revelations of the mysterious Captain Mackenzie, builder of the Omega, the strange submarine from the unknown port. You'll find thrills, action, and adventure in the next installment of...
Latitude Zero!
Latitude Zero, especially written for radio by Ted Sherderman, originates in Hollywood's Radio City. This is the National Broadcasting Company.